The Memorandum of Understanding between Entergy and the state was announced on December 23rd after weeks of closed-door talks. The deal calls for Entergy to contribute $10 million to help the local economy adjust after the plant closes at the end of 2014. Entergy would also invest $25 million in a site restoration fund and commit to a faster decommissioning timetable than the federal rules require. In exchange, the State Public Service Board would grant Entergy permission to operate for a final year and to store additional spent fuel on site. The board had been considering Entergy's request for a one-year permit before the agreement was announced, according to Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia.
Because obviously there's a dramatic change in the information and direction that this is headed, and I think the board wants to give the public an opportunity to weigh in.
Recchia heads the Department of Public Service. The department represents ratepayers and the Shumlin administration before the decision-making Public Service Board. Recchia says Tuesday's hearing will cover both the proposed agreements and Entergy's bid for a one-year permit. Recchia says the settlement doesn't cover all the issues, but it sets the stage for future negotiations in many areas. It would also put an end to years of litigation, which has been costly on both sides. And despite ongoing mistrust between Entergy and the state, Recchia says the shorter time frame means the individuals and entities that signed the pact will still be available and can be held accountable. Some local parties object that the agreement doesn't include a role for local residents. Chris Campney is executive director of the Windham Regional Commission, which serves 27 towns in southeastern Vermont. He says the negotiations that led to the agreement were just the beginning.
We need to lay out the process through which the state, the region, municipalities, and Entergy can all continue to have discussions, but we need to be gearing up for the conversation that's now going to be taking place for years and decades. And, you know, some kind of citizens advisory board, you know, some formal process, structure, some means of communication, we need to start working that out now.
Some areas that have been through the dismantling of a nuclear reactor have had citizens advisory panels to allow for local input and communication. Recchia says the governor hopes to adapt the Vermont State Nuclear Advisory Panel to include more voices from the region.
We will be working with the legislature this session to try and accomplish that.
The public hearing takes place Tuesday evening in Montpelier, and it sites throughout the state on Vermont Interactive Television. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.